Now, Walters joins us. When pain relief becomes an addiction, opioids are a prescribed drug, but long-term use can cause serious problems. Karina Walters is a professional teaching fellow and PhD candidate at the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences in Auckland University. Opioids, Karina, are a prescribed drug but can cause serious problems. Can you join us to explain a little bit about what happens when using opioids? And a warm welcome to Pākehiwaha, Karina. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, good morning. So what tends to happen when people start taking opioids, I guess the preface to that is that they're a very effective pain relief, and often people get prescribed them, you know, after surgery or, you know, for a very appropriate reason. But when you take them for any length of time, your body adapts to having the opioid on board, if you like, or in your body. And when you stop taking it, you end up getting a withdrawal syndrome, which can make you feel really unwell. The best way to describe it is probably like a gastrointestinal flu with, you know, vomiting and diarrhea, aches and pains, and that type of thing. And often people, when they're taking opioids long-term, don't realise that this is what is happening. When they reduce their dose or miss a dose, they start to feel sick, and they don't often make the connection that quickly that the reason that they're feeling like that is actually that they've stopped the opioid. And what they do know is when they start taking the opioid, they feel better.
Has there been much data gathered about ethnicity and those who might find themselves addicted to opioids? And I know tramadol is quite a common drug for pain relief, but are you aware of any ethno data that might point to whether, you know, any one group of peoples gets more addicted than others?
In terms of who gets more addicted, there's not any evidence at this stage that we know of, particularly you know, Aotearoa New Zealand specific evidence. But we do know that European people tend to be more likely to be prescribed opioids, where Māori Pacifica and Asian people tend to be less likely to prescribe them when we look at our national prescribing data. And I don't really know, I don't think we know why that is. It may be that, you know, culturally, health services aren't that good at understanding when someone Māori or Pacifica, for example, is in pain, or, you know, we don't do a very good job of recognising that. And so they seem to be less likely to be prescribed opioid pain relievers. But in terms of the risk of developing addiction, I think that we know that addiction is definitely a big genetic component to it. And the best way to sort of say if you think you might be at risk of developing addiction is if you've got family members who have had, you know, alcohol or other substance or gambling or other types of addictions, then you're probably carrying a bit more risk than the average person in terms of whether or not you might develop an addiction.
Māori rates as far as using drugs, being locked up for doing so, are high, and in fact Indigenous communities worldwide have issues with addictions, don't they? And so but we still don't know the effect of opioid addiction or black market usage. Any thoughts down those tracks?
Yeah, we don't have very good data on that at all, unfortunately. And we know that people, you know, in terms of Māori people accessing you know, mental health and addiction services, they tend to be overrepresented compared to the population rates. But for some reason, opioid addiction treatment services, Māori seem to be not as overrepresented. And I don't know whether that's because there's less Māori people with opioid addiction, or whether, and what I suspect might be more likely to be the case, is that they don't feel that the service is accessible to, you know, they're not accessing the service for whatever reason. Because opioid addiction services can be quite restrictive, I guess, in their approach in terms of people's lifestyles, because they tend to restrict prescribing and things like that. So Māori people might find, you know, it might culturally, once again, not be very responsive to the Māori approach to health.
Well, we've got problems with drug addiction, we know that, but it's not normally the legally available ones. Mm. Look, thanks for sharing some cordial about it, Karina. How do you know if you've got an opioid addiction, and where would you suggest people head to if they do have that and need some help?
Yeah, so I think if you've been taking opioids for a long time and you've been prescribed them by the doctor and you're on the same dose and nothing's changed much, yes, if you stop taking them, you will develop symptoms of withdrawal, but it doesn't necessarily mean you've got an addiction, so to speak. I think if you're needing to take more, needing to increase your dose a lot, if you're running out in between and you're going to a different doctor to get another script or going to the emergency department to get another script because you're running out of opioid, or you're taking it not because you're feeling pain, but because you're feeling low in mood or you're feeling anxious and the opioid helps you feel better, I think those are the signs that, okay, you might have a bit of a problem with it. You might have lost a bit of control with your use of them. So the places to go really are you could talk to your community pharmacist, you could talk to your GP, but you can also go to drugandalcoholhelp.org.nz, I think is the website, and you can find all in the country all different alcohol and drug services that can offer their support to you.
Tēnā koe, Karina. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. All the best for the day ahead. Ngā mihi.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe, Karina Walters, joining us, a professional teaching fellow, PhD candidate at the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at Auckland University.